Justin Scott and Spiegel, the best of 2022. This was a great conversation. Guy named Wolfgang Kirby. He works at a cemetery. Any questions you have about working at a cemetery? Oh, you'll hear them here.
But then, yeah, there was a lot of things I noticed because just 5 months prior, I went to a funeral of my cousin. Shout out, Matthew. I love you. Miss you. You were gone way too soon. In Florida. And it was beautiful. They had this nice canopy set up. Maybe because of the wind, they didn't have a canopy set up or whatever. But they had a beautiful canopy set up and everything was nicely arranged and everything. The chairs set up and you could sit graveside. Then my grandfather's, literally a foot and a half away from the coffin is the biggest mound of dirt I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, what the hell?
They can't wait to put him in that
giant
hole.
Mound of dirt. There were tracks in the grass from where like the backhoe had run, and it's all muddy and weird. And I'm just like, man, this is like a really just not cool
the aesthetics ain't good on it.
Yeah, like the ending to this man's life kind of just was like, ah, wow, like this is not.
And we got a tweet as you described that, and this gentleman works as a cemetery groundskeeper. He says, the tweet was, he can't stand when people want to see the body lowered. He'd rather have you leave. And also, I take the dirt away in dump trucks to keep it clean and fresh looking for the family.
There you go.
So like a clean brown pile of dirt. There's not like a root sticking out of it. There's not like an old Pepsi can from three logos ago.
Yes.
A dog. So joining us now from parts unknown. Joining us on the program, this guy's been a Twitter friend of ours for quite some time. Follow him at WolfK95, named after one of my son's favorite Nintendo characters, Kirby. You're a cemetery groundskeeper, man. What's up?
Yes, I am. Morning, fellas. Colonel Speaks.
Morning. Thank you for taking the extra effort to truck that dirt away so it looks nice for the families. Because whatever this cemetery was that we were at, I don't know if it was a matter of the weather or if they were just lazy, but they did not even make an effort to truck that dirt away.
Yeah, they did that at the funerals I've been at. The
truck the dirt away, or they had the big pile?
No, they had the big pile there. It's convenient to just put it
right back in, right?
Yeah, screw
maybe
it,
you got to charge extra to have it like look nice. I don't know.
Is that something you're taught by the journeyman there, Kirby? Like, hey, there needs to be some level of dignity in this final moment. Make it look clean.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, my boss, that was like day one. He showed me, you take the dirt, you throw it in the back of the truck, you keep it clean. I even throw some boards down around the grave.
Yes.
Keep any stray dirt from falling around. And I take a little rake and I clean that up too.
Look at this guy, huh?
Come on.
Love what you do.
Let me ask you another question, because we were also trying to figure out how the hell this happened, because my grandmother, my Nana, she had died years and years and years ago when I was like 8. And she's buried there also, and they're being buried together. But then, like, as morbid as this sounds, me and my cousins, like, look down into the hole, which was a very deep hole. And we were like, where's Nana? And we don't know. Like, do they put them on top of, like, sometimes you can buy two plots side by side, or can you buy them, like, on top, one on top of each other?
So the way that we work is the graves are kind of laid out as a grid, and you got a 10x10, so you got 5 on top, 5 on the bottom, and most people, couples, are side by side. And then if you want, say your kids are, they pass a little bit later, or, you're still alive and your kid passed, or somebody you want special, you could throw their urn on top of the vault once we put you in, but that's about it.
And you also said in your tweet that you really don't like it when people want to hang around and watch the thing lowered.
Well, that's what we did for my cousin Matthew. With Matthew, they lowered him into the ground, and that was very difficult to watch. And then you throw the roses and the flowers on top, and then you walk away. But it was now. Why aren't you a fan of that?
One, it is. It's really hard to watch those families go through that moment.
Dude, have you ever had anybody do the dive into the hole bit?
I wish. Oh, man, I wish I could see somebody do that.
No, but you're right, because in order to lower that thing, there's a big contraption, and you need to call in the cemetery workers, which you are. So you've probably been the guy to, like, crank the crank to get that thing down into the hole, and the family is just losing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, another thing, those straps can break. It's one in a million, but those straps could break. And, I don't want to see that casket fall and then the family's really freaking out.
Has that happened?
Point.
I mean, obviously, has it happened to you?
No.
Have you ever heard about it? Like,
I was going to ask.
Like, there's been times where I've shown up to work, and obviously, when you get that feeling, I'm walking into something. Something happened before I got here.
Yeah.
Is there a fist fight in the break room? Like, did you show up and there's 50 people out near a hole going, I swear to God, I winched it tight. And meanwhile, there's some 80-year-old woman flopped over the edge of a hole,
dude,
like
awful.
Laundry.
Nah, I've heard the myths, but so far all my burials have gone smooth.
Did you ever see anything, like a ghost or some
spirits?
Spirits.
No, other than stray deer spooking me, there's nothing out here.
What is your official title? Cemetery groundskeeper?
Yep,
are you a grave
digger?
That's
exactly it. I do everything. I am a grave digger, but the official title is a groundskeeper.
And what's the pay like for something like that? Because, listen, be honest, you're working with dead people, right? So do you get a little bump in pay because of that?
Gas station employees make about what I make.
Really? Wow, I feel like that's such specialized labor.
Yeah, right? It is.
Also, may I ask, are you with someone? Are you single?
Oh, yes. I'm married, got a kid, just born in January.
Did you have this job before you met her?
No. I actually got this job so that the schedule would work with us having the baby.
Because I was going to say, if you're single and you're sitting down on that first date and you're catching up with each other, like, oh, what do you do? I work in IT. What about you? Cemetery groundskeeper? That could color the rest of that date oddly. Have you ever thought about bringing the kids to work and letting them see what the end of their life looks like?
My wife actually did bring the baby out and was pushing around the stroller while I had a cremation that I had to backfill the other day because we had a nice Saturday. We could go shopping afterwards.
I'll tell you what. I've done two things when I was in New Orleans and one when I was in Key West, because down there the water table is so high that they have all those mausoleums and mosques. Dude, you go walk through a New Orleans cemetery, they're incredible.
Oh, it's amazing.
And you look at some of the dates on the graves.
1800s, 1700s.
1700s. Dude, Key West was the same way. That was back when I was running my ass off. I went for a jog, and I just jogged through the cemetery. And it was, I don't want to say it was creepy. It was just very, it's interesting, man. It's an interesting, they're interesting places.
Our buddy Kirby joining us on the program. This guy is he works at a cemetery. He's a groundskeeper. Is there still an issue with grave robbing?
No, absolutely not.
I was hoping you'd show up one day and that someone dug it up because they heard that, you know, Nana had gold teeth hanging out in the back.
What is the story that you share when you're out with people and you're drinking some beers or something and they find out what you do and you have a story queued up? What's the crazy story?
The craziest story I have is my boss's father, who used to be the manager of this site. He had an interment where they pull the body out of the ground.
Yes.
And he said that he heard a thump and a roll. He turns around and the man's head was between his legs.
Oh,
that is so hot.
Oh God.
Head just flopped off.
And isn't it true, if you know the history of burials in America, that they would have like a bell sticking out of the ground for them to ring just in case.
That's where the term dead ringer comes
from. Dead ringer. God, that's so scary.
Yeah.
That they were just accidentally burying people in the 1800s.
Yeah, they thought they were dead.
Oh, it was just a coma? A very long nap? Well, Kirby.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. And then you see all these people that spend a ton of money on these caskets, right? And they're airtight and they're watertight and all that.
Not comfortable.
Like, why do you want... I want to be in a pine box that after 6 months of me being in the ground, it disintegrates, I disintegrate, and I just become part of the earth. I don't want to be locked in this airtight, watertight thing. Does that make sense? I want to just go back to the earth.
And you don't want a pillow either.
Yeah, what for?
Can you put your dead neck? Look, there's photos of us in there. Like, you know what I mean? We had those rosary beads in there. He went down into that ground with a ton of souvenirs. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I want to do the tree bulb thing. Mix me with a bunch of stuff. Have me climb. Have him carve his initials into my trunk / torso.
Has it changed, Kirby, cemetery groundskeeper, the way you want to now conduct the end of your life? How is that going to go?
Honestly, I never really wanted to go in the ground and that whole thing. I'm kind of with Justin. I want to be put in one of those pods and have a tree grow out of me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
This way the family can go visit the tree.
Uh-huh. climbs
and you're
like
real.
Reborn
in the tree.
There you go. They could do that bit from the tree in the Dr. Seuss book where the kid just kept cutting the thing down and just kept taking from the tree. That son of a bitch just kept taking from the tree until he had nothing left. We appreciate all of your support of the show over the past few years, and let us know if you've ever seen a ghost, okay?
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
And thank you for treating the dead with dignity and respect. We respect you for that. That's amazing.